This is Central Time. Now, state superintendent of schools and Democratic candidate for governor, Tony Evers, delivered the annual State of Education address last night. In his speech, he called for more funding for the state's schools and devoting more money to special education. He also said that money could be found to boost the education budget through other cuts, not necessarily by raising taxes. Evers pushed back on arguments from incumbent Governor Scott Walker and other Republicans who say Evers would raise taxes if elected. Our next guest is here to talk about the address last night and the role education is playing in the race for governor. Laurel White is state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Laurel, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, this education speech, it's a regularly scheduled thing every year. Mm-hmm. It's getting a little more attention this year, right?
That's right. There are some different circumstances this time around. So this is a speech that the state school superintendent gives every year. And of course, because he is the Democratic candidate for governor this year, he had a little bit more of a political edge to it, I suppose. In terms of themes of the speech, there was a similarity to last year before he was the nominee. Last year, he really talked about needing to increase funding for Wisconsin schools. He referenced the number of referenda that have passed across the state for people to raise their own property taxes to send more money to schools. And he said then that that was a piece of evidence that people across Wisconsin are interested in having more school funding. So this year, he revisited that argument, but gave it a little bit more oomph. I think it's safe to say he referenced his new state budget proposal. The state budget proposals for all of the state departments were due early this week. And so he said, here's my state budget proposal for the Department of Public Instruction this year for this next state budget. I want to have a $1.4 billion budget, and that represents a 10% increase over his last budget proposal. So he's definitely trying to ramp it up in this election climate.
And what would that additional funding go to, as he laid out?
So it would go to several things that are either pretty sizable increases or new initiatives that he's proposing. A couple of the increases would be for special education funding. He's wanting to put $600 million into special education. He wants to dramatically.
I like that.
Drastic and dramatic. He wants to dramatically increase funding as well for student mental health programs in schools. He wants to fund all day 4K, so kindergarten for four-year-olds, and create the first ever state funding stream for after-school programs in Wisconsin. So these are things that he thinks would increase the success of Wisconsin students, get more money into the classrooms, and really target the things that he thinks are important that need more attention.
Now, in the course of the address itself, did he target Governor Walker and what he's done in education budgets, or did he do that kind of before and after, but not within the bounds of the speech?
You know, I think that he didn't mention the governor by name in the speech, but he did say that the people of Wisconsin have grown tired of their leaders not putting more money into schools. And he said he thinks that it's time for a change. He says some of his exact phrases were the pendulum is swinging in a different direction than it has in recent years. And he closed out his speech by saying the winds of change are coming. There's a change in the air, I think were his exact words. So he's not calling out Governor Walker by name, but I think he's definitely calling out politicians in the Capitol and the leadership in the Capitol in terms of budget priorities and education spending.
Over the course of the last day or so, what have we heard from Governor Walker and other Republicans related to what Tony Evers has had to say?
So education, of course, has been a really big issue this election cycle. The governor is touting his large increase in education spending in the last state budget. It was a $649 million increase in the last budget, per pupil increases that were substantial. So he's saying, I have made education a priority and I will continue to do so. It's something that I was able to do because of our economy doing well and some of the changes that he had ushered in. So he's defending his own spending on education, but he's also criticizing, and other Republicans are criticizing, Evers' approach to crafting this new DPI budget, as well as, you know, of course, if he were elected governor, he would be overseeing the entire state budget. And they're saying if he is elected and allowed to do that, he would be raising taxes for the people of Wisconsin, and that would really send the state backward.
And Evers has said taxes for some people might go up. He would be trying to keep them down for the bulk of Wisconsinites. What's he said about how he'd pay for the increases you were talking about?
So he said specifically for DPI, he believes that 10% increase, the $1.4 billion budget, could be paid for within the parameters of the existing budget, that we wouldn't need new revenue. He said that you could take revenue from other areas. He suggested perhaps scaling back a tax credit that the state has for manufacturers and farms that Democrats have said goes disproportionately to wealthy, you know, high income earners in the state, and that it's not benefiting most. So Evers said you could sort of do some rearranging, sort of reflect a different set of priorities in the state budget, and you wouldn't have to raise revenue. Now, as he said that, he also added, but I'm not opposed to raising revenue. He said that he wouldn't be opposed to raising the income tax, particularly for the wealthiest Wisconsinites, in order to actually give a tax cut to more middle-income folks. And he also said that he is open to a discussion of raising the gas tax, which, as you know, has been a very hot-button political issue in Wisconsin for the last several years.
We're talking to Laurel White, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She's with us to talk about Tony Evers delivering the State of Education address last night and the response from Republicans. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think the state of education is right now in Wisconsin? What do you think of what Superintendent Evers has to say and the response from his rival in the race for governor, Governor Scott Walker? Is education a top election concern for you this year? If so, who does it lead you to vote for? Do you think the state's doing enough to fund education? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. Right now, we continue our conversation about the State of Education address delivered last night by State Superintendent of Schools and current Democratic candidate for governor, Tony Evers, and the Republican responses to that speech. Laurel White is with us, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. You can join the conversation by calling 800-642-1234. Is education, is school funding a voting issue for you? Is it going to be an issue for you when you cast your ballot in November? And what is it going to steer you toward? Republicans, Democrats, third party, staying home? What could improve when it comes to schools in Wisconsin? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. And Laurel, you were saying earlier that education really has emerged as an issue. Both candidates are talking about it, a lot of back and forth on it. It isn't always a top issue in these big statewide races.
You know, it's not. There are some issues that consistently rise to the top. You know, we've been talking a lot about roads, transportation funding in Wisconsin. Of course, healthcare is a big issue. We've seen an awful lot of discussion of that, particularly in the U.S. Senate race this year and previous years, certainly, in debates over the Affordable Care Act. But really, education has risen to the forefront. I think there are a couple factors at play there. One is it was a rather large part of the last budget negotiations. The governor really made education spending a priority in the 2017-2019 state budget. He pushed those increases to per pupil spending and overall spending for K-12 education in Wisconsin. And then, of course, we have his opponent being the state school superintendent. Tony Evers was elected to that position in 2009. So that's really where his expertise is. And so that debate is particularly rich this time around because Evers has a lot of experience there. He can get kind of wonky with it. You know, he can get down into the details. And that's really where they've been going for a good part of this campaign.
How much of it is revisiting the past pre that budget? Evers has pointed toward budget cuts to education in previous budgets. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's the whole Act 10 debate on union representation of state workers, which in many ways revolved around teachers' unions. Are we going back that far?
We definitely are. I think that the governor's past budgets on education are really the contrast that Evers is trying to draw here, because there was some level of agreement between Evers and the governor for this last state budget, the 2017-2019 state budget. As the governor has pointed out consistently on the campaign trail, Evers actually praised that last budget. He called it kid-friendly. He said that he and the governor had a similar idea of what an investment in education looked like. Evers says that he has said that because the governor adopted his own, Evers's own recommendations in a large part for that last budget. So he said, yes, I was complimenting it, but I was complimenting a lot of the things that were things I had pushed. But he points out that the previous budgets, the governor had made those sizable cuts to education. And Evers' point now is that the governor can't make up for that, that he had done such substantial damage that his additional investments in this last budget haven't been enough to make up for those previous cuts.
And apart from education, Laurel, what are you seeing as some of the big points of contention in ads, in appearances from the two main candidates for governor?
Well, there are two, I think, main themes from the two candidates right now that they're both really hitting on consistently. The Walker campaign has been talking about Evers' leadership in the Department of Public Instruction, particularly as it pertains to teacher licensing and situations in which they believe Evers should have done more to take teacher licenses away from individuals who had done inappropriate things in the classroom. Some folks, some listeners might have seen some of these campaign ads. They talk about teachers who have watched pornography in the classroom or engaged in other inappropriate behavior. Walker says that Evers should have done everything he could to revoke these teachers' licenses. Evers said that he did everything he could within the bounds of state law and worked to get state law changed. So loopholes that existed in not taking these teachers out of the classroom would no longer be there. And Evers is really focusing on the line of Scott Walker being sort of the career politician who's more about his ambition than the good of the people of Wisconsin.
We'll leave it there for now. Lots more election to come. Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely.
Laurel White is state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She joined us to talk about last night's State of Education address and the role education is playing in the race for governor between State School Superintendent Tony Evers, a Democrat, and Republican incumbent Scott Walker.